He said, she said, or technically speaking and simply put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
It is time for SNU time again.
Absolutely. This is our first one in our fourth anniversary now.
Since our last anniversary edition, and what a great edition that was.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to all those quotes.
I know. Wonderful.
So let's get into it, my dear. What's cooking?
What's cooking? What's cooking was last week when I made lasagna. And who doesn't like lasagna? I have to come up with these new things because I write for the Vista magazine and they always want new recipes, but I usually stick to the same old things like are in the book all the time. But the kids come over every Wednesday night for dinner, as you know. And so I thought, I'm just going to try to make a lasagna because I haven't made one in years. But there's so many recipes that you can use for this dish, so you can get very creative. I made it the more traditional way with a healthy twist. I used organic brown rice lasagna noodles.
Really? Was that organic brown rice?
Yes. Yes, they were. You didn't know that, but they were.
Well, I know they were whole something, but I didn't know it was brown rice. That's cool.
These noodles, as you know, contain no wheat and are gluten-free for those who are on gluten-free diets.
Gotta watch that one.
They're really, really tasty, and they weren't mushy. So that was a big deal that I really wanted to make sure that they don't go mushy.
The noodles.
So that's a big one when you're making lasagna. So those organic brown rice noodles do not go mushy. I use the ground buffalo meat, but you can also use ground extra lean beef or ground turkey, or you can even use tofu.
Yeah, I've had that. That's really good too.
Yeah, so there's lots of different things. So all I do is I take a recipe and I do a healthy twist to it. I just change it around. I used fresh tomatoes and I chopped them finely with oregano and garlic, but you can also use canned tomatoes if you prefer. And I used ricotta cheese and I used quark cheese.
A combination.
Yeah. And
Why would you use quark? What's quark?
Well, I thought it would be a healthier alternative. And quark means curd in German. And it even dates back to the Iron Age. So it's an old product. Quark is a traditional fresh cheese made from cow's milk. It's moist and has a mild, light taste and a smooth texture. It's slightly sour. And it should be white in color. And there's added bacterial culture to it. It can be made from whole, skimmed, or semi-skimmed milk, or even buttermilk. Quark should be to have a lemon fresh taste to it. It is a little soury though. So I was kind of taking a chance putting it in the lasagna, but it sure came out nice and creamy.
Because that would affect the texture.
Yeah.
Of the lasagna.
Now this is the thing that I always want to mention. If you have a regular recipe and you want to put a healthy twist to it, sometimes the consistency can be a little different. So you have to play around with it a bit, but make it a few times and then you'll get it. And then the ricotta cheese. The ricotta is a whey cheese made from cow's milk. It is a basin-shaped cheese. It's pure white and wet, but not sticky. Good ricotta cheese should be firm, not solid, and consist of a mass of fine, moist, delicate grains, neither salted nor ripened. It's made primarily with cow's milk whey. So, there you go. So
you mixed the ricotta cheese with the quark.
I mixed it all together.
And that was your dairy product layer.
Yeah, and a little freshly grated Parmesan on top.
You can block and you grind it fresh.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's really important.
And you tell me,
pre-ground stuff.
What did it taste like?
Oh, it was fantastic. Everybody loved it, devoured it.
Even the kids from, you know, all ages liked it. And there wasn't a drop left. Nothing. They scraped it clean. We were full from dinner, and then they went back for seconds after dinner.
Right, because the first piece was so filling.
Yeah, it is filling.
And then they went back for more later on.
But what I do is I serve a huge green salad with it. A really heavy, 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 large green salad. So it does fill you up.
Right.
So you don't need it. And I made it like three layers, right? So it was quite dense.
Well, there's a lot of density to this one, so we're not going to advocate a regular lasagna dinner.
If I'm trying to get cut up for a competition in bodybuilding, I wouldn't advocate that.
But there was
some
really good slow-release energy in that presentation.
No kidding. We're just laying around like a bunch of slugs after.
The nutritive value was excellent.
Exactly.
You got to have that fresh green salad. You got to alkalize every meal.
So
hydrate the body.
If you're planning on doing something like that, just get a recipe out and just change it around healthy. So that was that. It worked.
Yeah. the true test with every one of your presentations is whether or not there's any left over.
Exactly. And it's really funny because the kids come over and they're, and it's, oh, I don't like this, I don't like that. And then they taste it and they go, oh, I really like that. Like spinach soup. I made spinach soup as well. And what we're doing is just educating their palate.
Right.
Because normally they would never order a spinach soup, you know, or a spinach salad or some weird stuff that I make. But
yeah, and you can pretty much take anything. Like you can take a conventional recipe and just replace it with whole foods.
Yes,
you know, instead of using sugar, you can use honey. Instead of using
white pasta,
you can use
whole grain. But like I said, remember that the consistency will be different.
Yes, it does change
the
consistency.
So, you know, you just have to play around with it.
And the flavor and taste. I know someone yesterday was saying that they don't like the taste of whole grain pasta. They like the white pasta.
Yeah, it's a different flavor
to me. I prefer the whole grains. It's much more satisfying and has more weight, more density to it.
Like I said, we have to educate our palates.
And our brains in terms of knowing what's inside the food, because whatever it has or doesn't have is going to affect us in the short and long term.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was excellent. So moving on to the review, let's talk about our last month's special guest.
Well, last month's special guests, not
we didn't have
guest.
A guest. Well, we did have a guest.
We certainly did. It was our fourth anniversary special with all the fantastic quotes from our special guest interviews from the last 12 months. We've already had rave reviews from our listeners, which is pretty awesome. The quotes were uplifting, motivational, and they really make you think. These special guest interviews are the creme de la creme in our industry. And when they quote, we listen.
Yeah, and some of those quotes, they do catch you off guard or they reel you in. I like listening to solemn words that have an impact, that have some philosophy behind them.
And some of these guys, you know, that did these quotes, you'd never suspect it from them. You think, boy, that's the furthest thing from my mind that I ever would have ever thought that they would have quoted. So you never know what's on people's minds.
And yeah, that's what I like too about the quotes is that you can listen over and over again to something that is meaningful to you and even memorize it and use it in your discussion or think about its effect in your life or pull something out of the virtue of the statement and think about how that relates to your own life. So there's some depth to these words that are said.
Oh, for sure. Like I said, I got goosebumps listening to them.
And of course, Michael's
as
presentation.
Always.
Unbelievable. You know, getting
Absolutely.
Into posture and understanding form and function, connecting the nutrition to how we move and thinking about the precision and technology of exercise equipment and laying that strategy and structure down so that we have something really positive coming out from our time in the gym.
Yeah, he's always got something new and exciting to talk about that just makes you go, things that make you go, hmm.
Well, he's on the cutting edge and he really likes to bring out things that sound pretty simple, but in fact are really deep and useful.
Exactly.
And practical.
But they really are simple.
Oh.
You know?
Some of the best things in life are pretty easy, pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's get into your hot topic.
My hot topic is being thankful for what you have. Well, you know, hot topics are kind of interesting because there's so many things that go on in my mind that I'd like to talk about. But when it comes time to go, okay, it's SNU, what are you going to talk about? I'm going, day. So anyway, as I walked down the street the other day, I saw many people, young and old, who were being supported by wheelchairs, walkers, canes, whose faces were wrinkled with depression and sadness, and they looked like they had a lack of hope for the future. It made me feel sad for them, but in turn, I was glad that it wasn't me who was feeling this way. And as you know, I've been suffering from springtime allergies, so I've been a bit miserable and not feeling up to par.
I can't believe.
Yeah, I mean,
how those pollens just bring you down.
Oh, yeah, and many. A lot of people around me, too.
Oh, it's huge.
Misery loves company. It's
kind
always
of like
nice to talk about our allergies.
Environmental assault.
Ugh. So I get plugged up and coughing, but I don't take any prescription drugs or over-the-counter drugs. I do it all naturally, so it's a little bit slower, and I do expectorate. Is that
well,
the word?
Well, it's amazing how you can see your requirements for ascorbate, vitamin C.
Oh, man.
Massively increasing.
Yeah.
Because normally if you took the amount of vitamin C that you would take during this process, you'd get the runs. You know, it's a huge laxative. But
that's another story.
That's one of the ways to know whether or not you're taking enough of the stuff.
So, you know, with me being a little miserable and not feeling up to par, you know, I'm going, oh, I'm so miserable with my allergies. But then I take a look around and I see these visions of helplessness. It really brought me to my senses as I realized that I have to be thankful for being healthy as I am and being able to walk freely without support or any apparatus. And mine's only springtime allergies.
Right.
And probably fall as well. But I'm thankful that I can walk up a flight of stairs and jump over a puddle of mud or open a door for someone who is unable to do so for themselves when I have a heavy load of groceries to boot. And I'm thankful that I can assist someone across the street or let them go before me in a lineup if they're fighting for time. And I'm thankful that I can smile at someone and say hello to them when they look like they need an active, desperate need of kindness. So I think that we should take a look at ourselves, and is it really as bad as we think it is? So we have to be thankful for having a healthy heart and healthy lungs, a healthy body to move from point A to point B. We have to be thankful to carry a load of parcels when we're too tired, because these helpless souls I saw the other day wish that they could help us.
Everything is relative.
I know.
It can always be worse.
Yeah.
Things can always get better.
But it was
so
the funniest
thing, middle ground, that middle path.
I was miserable with my allergies, but I was walking home from the gym going to get my nails done. Hello. And I was thinking, what can I write about? What can I write about? So is life so bad for me, really? I'm walking home from the gym, going to get my nails done.
Your limbs.
Really, life is not that
bad.
They
work.
You know,
yes.
Exactly. So
count your blessings.
I really did have to count my blessings. So I'm thankful that I've only got springtime allergies, if I look at it that way.
Well, that's a great way to look at life and help endure the process, I guess, with the right attitude. Positive mental attitude. So I guess when we are feeling blue or down, we can do something to change our state. That's almost always something that's physical, I find. Move the body.
That's a biggie.
That is one of the strongest.
Even when you don't feel like it.
Antidepressants in the world. Mm-hmm. Probably the most effective and powerful known. But yeah, reel it all in and take a good look at your life situation.
Mm-hmm.
And see how you can change it or improve it or make it better.
Right.
And always keep in mind the blessings that you've got.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Well,
great advice.
For me.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, let's finish off now with your final words.
My final word is by Oprah Winfrey. Be thankful for what you have. You'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never, ever have enough.